The Rosie on the House Arizona Hour, driven by Sanderson Ford.
Sonoyta Creek is a major tributary to the Santa Cruz River. Nearly surrounded by mountains, rolling grassy hills studded with live oak, ash, black walnut, sycamore, and cottonwood. Don't you just love the way Marshall writes? These stunning features led location scouts in the 1950s to choose this region for the filming of Rodgers and Hammerstein's
Oklahoma.
Very good.
And didn't we just discuss it's at the 60th anniversary of that movie?
That's right.
Isn't that crazy?
So, and I got stuck on the trivia about the the Irishman. I'm really looking forward to next week. We're going down to the Arizona Room at the Barton Bar Library in Phoenix. They've got an Arizona Room designated just for research on Arizona. It's broken down by region, and we'll be doing research for Lake Havasu, which is next month's staycation destination, followed by
nice place too.
Payson in July and Cottonwood in August. So we're going to go do the research for the next 3 months because I get to these stories and sometimes I don't have the time to do the research I want because he penned the Irishman that founded Tucson, Hugo O'Connor, that the establishment of Tucson closed the Apache frontier. Well, that was in 1775. Anything going off in anyone's mind?
1776.
No.
No.
Geronimo didn't surrender until 111 years later.
Oh, wow.
He had something else to say about the closing of the frontier of the Apaches.
Okay, is that a company-wide field trip? Do we get to all come?
2 o'clock on Tuesday.
All right.
Well, join us if you want.
I'll make a note.
We'll leave Gary. No, I don't. I was going to say Gary had to answer the phones.
There is also a astronomy night going on tonight at Desert Botanical Gardens. And then scrolling through the paper this morning, there's a whole listing here of star parties that are going on at the state parks. You've got Homolivi State Park, Lyman Lake State Park, Red Rock State Park, Oracle State Park, Lost Dutchman State Park. Astronomy. I love astronomy. The only reason I don't know more about it, I usually can't stay up that late.
So is there something special going on in the sky, or is it just that time of year?
Just that time of year.
Mm-hmm. You have to have Dr. Sky on to see what's going on this summer. Love it when he comes on and fills us
in. We're about due for another Dr. Sky. Another thing Game and Fish is working on today. One, there was a warning that they sent out rabies exposures as temperatures climb. Luckily, we haven't had huge amount of temperature rises, but that is something to be aware of as we're going out and we're traveling. If you're out for Memorial Day weekend camping, spending time with family in the outdoors, just be let wildlife be wildlife. Game and Fish would like to remind you that. Followed by almost a contradiction to that, they're encouraging people to come get a desert tortoise.
They have a couple dozen, right, available for adoption. They can't return them to the wild. People turn them in. You know, a lot of times people turn them in thinking that they're lost or whatever, but they're not. So best just to leave them. Because once they take them, you have to find a human home for them.
azgfd.gov/tortoise, and you can go download your application to get the tortoise. There is no adoption fee, but it is strongly suggested to make a $25 donation. And then you've got to sign that says, I will be responsible for the safety and well-being of desert tortoise, including any necessary veterinary care.
It's
how many veterinarians are qualified to assess a desert tortoise, I wonder?
I bet you Delaney is your cousin. Just became a vet in Texas.
Oh, she might
yeah.
be. I'm not paying for her to fly out here and look at my tortoise, though.
But it's harder than you think to keep a tortoise in your yard. So do your research if you want one of those.
And they've
guys.
Got this 11-page PDF you can download on how to build a shelter for your desert tortoise, the requirements, the fencing, just everything that you would need to do to get ready to have your own desert tortoise. I would like to have, you know, one of those big old desert tortoises at the Whitman Plantation, just randomly see roaming around from time to time. That would be fun.
You have to work on your fencing.
Yes.
And also, Game and Fish is giving away life vests this weekend. All the lakes are doing a life vest exchange. So if you're interested in that, look up their website,
azgfd.gov, arizonagameandfish.gov. Lance has put together a great resource for the Catalina Foothills 4R staycation winner in May. And you can get that at rosieonthehouse.com/staycation. There's a lot of things on here we didn't even get to. There's the Arizona Zipline Adventures, offering zipline experience, gold panning, as well as an in-house restaurant called Pepper Sauce. You can, and that's up in Mount Lemmon. It's a drive. It's a destination place. There's the Trail Dust Town. It opened in 1961. There's also hiking at Tankaverde Falls, Mint Springs, Seven Falls, and Romero Trail, not named after us. But
Dad and I, Rose and I, hiked that last year. I have a picture in front of the Romero. It's like a little, you know, straight up. Beautiful pond is what I'm trying to say.
And that's what I'm hoping that library at Arizona Room could do. So who was the Romero it was named after? Can we find that level of information there? So I don't know. We're looking forward to it. You have the Biosphere is there along the Catalinas, more around the north side of the mountain. The Mini Time Machine Museum of Miniatures. Skiing at Mount Lemmon, although that's probably closed for this time of year. Tucson Botanical Gardens, and then there's the Dinner Detective Interactive Murder Mystery Show that they have as well. So you can get that entire resource if you're looking to staycation on the Catalina Mountains. It is one of the prettiest mountain ranges to wake up to in the morning and just stare at the Catalinas as the sun comes up and the mountain range comes alive and the day starts. It is a majestic backdrop in Arizona. If you'd like to register to win an Arizona staycation, go to rosieonthehouse.com/travelaz, and you can enter to win. We're taking entries right now for, I believe we've already drawn for Lake Havasu, which is in June. Yeah, because we're past the 15th. So we're taking entries right now for Payson. That'll be July 19th and 21st. You get your choice of a Sanderson Ford demo vehicle for the week. You go to Sanderson Ford, pick any vehicle off their demo lot, and you've got a $250 gift card along with the Arizona Highways travel bag, and you're off for your Arizona staycation.